Here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review for Savile Garden's latest event called the Carnival of Colour. Now this runs until the 31st of May. Now a carnival suggests vibrancy and an abundance of colour that makes you feel good. And Savile Gardens have certainly brought out the best in spring with an abundance of beautifully coloured flowers. Now first of all we were greeted by wonderfully coloured tulips and they await you at the entrance. But it isn't long before there's a spectrum of splendid colours all around. Now another highlight is the wonderfully unique variety called skunk cabbage. Now this thrives by the lakes and it adorns the beautiful river that runs through the gardens. Astride to that are lovely bridges, the Middle Bridge and Chelsea Bridge. We also have pink rhododendron bushes looking absolutely resplendent, besides the setting, making for a magical scene in the spring sunshine. Now as we are in spring, one can safely say the stars are definitely the magnificent sprawling magnolia trees, the blossom in all its hues, the ravishingly radiant rhododendrons and the awe-inspiring azaleas. And in Savile Garden you will get to see many of these on the Azalea Walk and the pathways leading to the Golden Jubilee Gardens. Now children amongst you can follow the rainbow trails and discover all kind of vibrant blooms whilst also discovering the stories behind spring's best blooms. And you will definitely get to explore Savile Garden's stunning collection of rhododendron, azalea, camellias and magnolias. Surely some of the most uplifting and glorious of spring arrivals. And which have definitely burst onto the spring scene in a big way. Now the blue-tit rhododendron is particularly a real standout beauty. Whilst Camellia japonica and Camellia Lionel Messel are just two examples of Camellia not to be missed. Now the latter two are found in the glorious Queen Elizabeth Temperate Glasshouse as well. And outside of the glasshouse you'll also see the uplifting yellow Fritillaria imperialis. Whilst inside, and it's a bit too early around the Jubilee Walk to be seeing the roses at the moment, but you will love the Leptinella in all its varieties. Now another flower that gives you a sunny disposition is the yellow flowering shrub of the Mahonia bochrafoot, and it's just stunning and it definitely puts a spring in the step. Now we were very fortunate on the weekend that we visited that the RHS Early Spring Ornamental Plant Show were there in the marquee. Now this is the very first time that Savile Gardens have played host to the Royal Horticultural Society Early Spring Show. But in this show we witnessed some stunning prize winners and award winning species of camellia, rhododendron, many of which you will recognise from your walk around, and many magnificent magnolias. Many of the prize winners had evocatively wonderful names and definitely appealed to Suzanne's world of arts and entertainment, things like Ballet Queen, Tom Thumb, Lady Montague, Freestyle and many more. And we had one magnolia which was particularly out of this world, being named after the famous film Star Wars, and that was presumably cultivated in a land far, far away. Now if after all the sights and smells of the garden you feel like you've got a taste of spring, you can relax al fresco and enjoy the taste in the form of an outside barbecue. Or you can experience the brand new Savile Garden kitchen, which is light, bright and inviting. And you could always order a Carnival of Colour, a special rose-scented raspberry, strawberry and mango custard tart. An explosion of on your taste buds there. And you could treat yourself also to the light, bright and well-designed gifts from the gift shop, which is seasonally spot-on with spring gifts to delight, from toys to accessories, and of course those looking to create their own carnival in their gardens, you've also got the plant shop. Now Savile Gardens is always a pleasure to explore, but at this time of year you can definitely be sure with the Carnival of Colour that you will have a spring put into your step. So get dancing along to the spring sunshine and sample, savour and delight all the senses at the Carnival of Colour at Savile Gardens. To find everything you need to know, go to www.windsorgreatpark.co.uk. And for future, do keep looking at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment page on the Brooklands Radio website to find out more what's coming up at Savile Gardens. And that was Suzanne Hunter's review for Savile Gardens Carnival of Colour.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.